in the first place, I didn't imagine that how difficult it will become. Because when I start, you know, the whole thing started during the making of Forget Baghdad, the film about the Iraqi Jews, was like the initial, you know, when I presented it, the rough cut already in 2001 in France at the Centre Culturel Suisse in Paris, my uncle showed up. I don't know, you have seen my film, no? That this is the uncle which refused to be in the film, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
In the new film. So he showed up, he watched all what I have tell about the Iraqi Jews, and then he came along and said, why are you doing a film about the Jews? Why aren't you doing a film about us? So I would not say this was the initial, but for sure he pushed the bottom of my secret belonging, you know, that in the first place, I always thought I will one day write down a book, you know, really write a book. But after Forget Baghdad, the family started really, they started to think, okay, he's a serious filmmaker. You have seen the you know, I'm surrounded by engineers, doctors, you know, all very educated people. They love film, but someone is director, you know, in this kinky business with naked women and all that stuff. That was strange. But after Forget Baghdad, they recognized themselves in the movie. They were very much moved because they saw their old Jewish comrades of the old times, and in a way that opened their heart, and they started to send me all their documents, photos, letters. And when I asked them, so why are you sending me this, I said, yeah, you know, our children are not serious enough and they are not interested. I mean, you know, you look much serious then. So it broke the ice, the last film.